Hello everyone, good morning. I'm back here to say I made an episode and I thought about posting, but then I came back and before I came back here to make this one, I thought, oh, the only person that wouldn't mind is my friend that wouldn't mind me calling his name on my podcast. I don't know about every other person. I hate to assume they will be fine. They will be cool with it. But I don't know, but I haven't asked them, and I don't want to have to tell them that, oh, I mentioned you in my podcast. That is selfish. Or should I? Well, let me just go and tell them now. I'll leave a message. No. They want to hear what I talked about them. Not like I'm shy. Okay, I guess I'm shy. So this is me saying I'm no longer uploading that episode. I feel I'm shy. I wish I didn't have to mention their name in the episode and just the gist alone. Anyway, I might find a better conviction to see if I can post it. I don't know, but sometimes I feel I'm getting depressed a bit, but then I'm like, do you want a revolution? What am I saying? Hey God, oh, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. Anyway. I'm in a good mood. That's all I can say. I am in a good mood. I'm trying to be in a very good and better mood. Happy new month to everyone. I forgot that I didn't wish people happy new month. I'm so sorry. Pardon my manners, even to my friends. I'm sorry I didn't wish you guys happy new month. So here I am saying happy new month. I hope you are doing great. And I'm sure that that miracle you're expecting will find you soon. Ah, but do you want a revolution? Whoop. I don't know if I'm saying it right though. Hi y'all. Hi. I hope you're doing okay. I just want to say thank you to my new listeners and to my returning listeners. Welcome back. I love you guys. So it's the new month. First day of July. I'm making this episode. Hopefully, by the grace of God, I get to post it tomorrow. I hope I don't stall. Please pray for me. Now, what I want to tell you about is this thing. It has been on my mind. So I have friends and acquaintances. And a few of them I call once in a while. Both the friends and the acquaintances. So, okay. No, you don't get to call acquaintances like that. From acquaintances, you become friends. I don't know. Whatever it is, however it is, you imagine in your head. So I have these friends. I have few friends that sometimes I call, I rant, I gist, I nag. Basically, I'm always talking about myself. And when I realize, oh man, you've talked a lot, you've talked too much, ask them how they are doing. Oh, geez, I just slapped myself. Man, that hit hard. It hits hard. I'm trying to talk fast. I don't know who's pushing me. Okay, so the confession. What's that confession I had in my mind again? To my good friend Philip. Where do I start from? Philip is a wonderful person. He gets to listen to me whenever I nag and complain. Nag is a strong word. Whenever I complain and gist about my work and everything relating to Misha, he's always ready to listen and be like, I wish I could have a partner like that. Like he gives you the ad libs and you'll be like, yes, the conversation is going well, like the gist is entering very well. And then I have Kachi. I don't know why I'm mentioning their names. Okay, so I just want to be able to give the gossip, let it hit hard. Kachi is a very lovely person. In the sense that I like this person, but we are worlds. No, world apart is too much. You see how they talk like this. Okay, we're distance apart. But whenever I call Kachi, he's always there to listen to my amiibo. He's always there to listen to my office gist. And he's my guy, my real G. I don't know if he sees me that way, but I would love it to be more than that, only that we're distance apart. And I don't know what he does, but I'm believing that he's a guy. And I'm not saying he's not a guy, but what I mean by that is he might be seeing someone else. I don't want to bank on it that, oh, he says he's single, he's not seeing anybody else. So I don't want to stress on it, but yeah, I know he likes me and I like him too, and he knows I like him too. And then we have one other guy. Oh Jesus, I feel bad for calling this guy another one other guy. This one can be so annoying and it's frustrating. And I nag about this one. It's nag, it's not even complain. To another guy. You can see how weird my life is. Like, I don't even know if I'm the only female that does this. Yeah. Like, now, I'm not dating all these people. Especially the one that I'm nagging about to another guy. I'm not dating that one. But we are having something in common. And it brings me to say this. There are so many she's that I know. Male she's, female she's. I'm talking about the male she's. The one in Ibadan. It's not you I'm talking about. Sorry. I'm sorry. I always have you on my mind, but I don't know where to start from. And I don't want to start. I don't want to call, and I'm always overthinking everything. So is this other she's saying. But I'm realizing where I'm at with this other she's. Because I feel like you don't want to say this is it, but you are stringing me along and I'm looking like a fool. That's how I feel. But the other person that I'm complaining about you too, Marvelous will be like, not all guys are the same, like him, like this one. You would like to give sight example. I like Marvelous. We used to have something in the past and I broke Marvelous heart. Oh, this gist is gisting. Okay, so I am just here in my house. In my alone time, and I'm like, okay. Apart from mentioning their names, I feel like this is why people feel disposed when you call their name in some certain conversations, which in some certain conversations without their approval. And I'm very sure most of them won't mind, but it's still like I should have seeked their approval first, inform them that, oh, I want to talk about you on my podcast, just like Ariana Grande. Thought I'd end up with Sean, but he was in the match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience. Oh my, don't they overpass. Anyway, I just feel all giddy because at work today, it was intense, but it is very rare that you meet someone that says, good job, keep up the good work. There's this particular rumor I'm expecting. Oh, she's dating her boss. It is not true. Not like I'm coming here to debunk the rumor on my podcast channel. It's exciting that they will say it, but nobody is saying it in my back. Like, I'm anticipating the person that will start that rumor. I already heard somebody saying that I went to go and drop chair for her outside because they said she's sleepy. Like, what the fuck? Why didn't she come and meet me? This thing is just gingering me. I'm just saying all the nonsense that is going on in my head. Like, what they've told me, what I've heard. And why did I say that they will come and say, oh, I'm dating my new boss? It's because there's this other department in my company. There's a girl that's working there. And when the BBC in my company now two together, these are you be making the attendance card. You be doing, and the girl's like, well, me, I cannot. I don't have the strength. And the BBC now came and meet me. I'm like, see this girl, this one now, I bet she did date her guy. I be waiting they do for the day. I'm like, what the fuck? What's this woman's problem? Why would you come at me with such nasty gossip? How did you hear that? You're basically trying to spin rumors, lady. And don't even get me started. Was it whether she's dating our guy? Abi, she be like she date our guy. Forgot how she put it, but definitely it was. Abi, she date our guy. What's your fucking problem, madam? Okay, she now said somebody said that they saw her in his office. My goodness lord, she works in the fucking office, nigga. Okay, sorry, negress. I hope this podcast episode doesn't get taken down in the future, because a lot of the episodes I've made in the past have been taken down. And just gist is becoming gisty, I mean juicy. Well, even though I don't know, but God is indeed merciful, because he's been showing me favor and he's been kind. Basically, I've jumped from the boys to my office gossip. It's really juicy. I haven't had anyone to tell this, but I'm sharing it with you. And then I remember there's one other guy. I did not add him. Now, this guy asked me, why do I like you? Like, why do I, me, Grace, like him? Like, I'm the what the fuck? How do I tell this one? And I came out like, oh, guy, I don't like you. Not like I don't like the guy, but the guy talks faster than I talk. I'm not trying to shade him, but Mavi talks a bit fast than I, but then he catches his breath. Does that make sense? Does the English correlate? And this one, oh Jesus, we'll definitely get to argue. And to all the guys that have asked me if I will marry them, when I'm never ready, I'm always thinking if we can handle quarrels. Because at some point, you guys should always let me win. I don't know why, but I'm not dating any of you. Oh Jesus, did I just say that? I'm not coming out to make it look as if I'm single or anything, though. Shout out to all my exes. I don't have exes. Neither do I have what. I don't have Ys or Xs. Anyway, I have indulged you a lot. I mean, a lot, yeah. Pretty much. And I have kept you company. I hope this is enough. And I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know what else to say. But I'm still feeling good. I'll probably continue in this mood and make other episodes. But I hope it's not as long as this. Like I said, I'm just indulging you. And I hope you enjoy it.